Well, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for being with us tonight. I want to thank Jeff for doing such a good job hosting and calling us all in. There's going to be some beeps for a while. I've seen on email and Facebook that there's people who have been found a busy signal. I hope they just keep trying. I just saw some people who sit there now have gotten through. That's what happens when you have hundreds of people jamming a line all at one time, and that's a good thing. I want to make sure that our special guest tonight, Dr. Dana, is with us and on the proper line. So, Dr. Dana, are you with us?
I'm here, Dave. I'm super
and
excited.
It's actually Mrs. O'Grady, as I recall, but we just call her Dr. Dana for fun. And she is a very, very special person who has a unique history. And she took a little different path into Oriental medicine, and her father have a lot in common now today, many years later, and we're going to tell you what that is. But before we get started, I want to remind you that you are listening to the Wednesday night Perium Meet the Owners call, and we have a special series going on. It's called Dave and the Doctors, and there's a reason for this. It's because, you know, we're not supposed to play doctor. Well, that came out wrong, didn't it, Dr. Dana? We're not. With someone with kids, I guess that came out wrong. Okay. So we're not supposed to pretend like we're doctors, diagnose or cure or treat disease. It's not what we do. We're in the business of making people healthy. But there are people who went to school, different types of medicine to practice. And we're very, very pleased tonight in this series called Dave and the Doctors, to introduce you to, again, one of our own, you know, the patent holder and a creator of the master amino acid pattern that is such an amazing product in the physician's desk reference. And it's awesome to have that product in our lineup. We've had, you know, Dr. Doug Cuba, who is an oncologist, you know, medical trained doctor. And has embraced, you know, of course, a what we call integrative approach using holistic techniques as well as some of the traditional allopathic techniques. And tonight's guest was raised in a household where her father had also gone through traditional allopathic training. And so she had the option to follow in her father's footsteps. And we're going to find out why she actually chose to tack a little bit and go into traditional Chinese medicine as her formal education, as her entry into the world of healing. And so, you know, just such a pleasure. Dana, tell everybody hello and a little bit about yourself.
Oh, I'm so excited to be on this call, Dave. I was jumping up and down when I got invited. So thank you so much for that. And hello to all of our Perium family. I'm so excited. I just want to say that one of the reasons I appreciate Chinese medicine and traditional Chinese medicine, and when I first started going to school for it, why I fell in love with it, is because I felt like the Chinese got it right. Thousands of years ago, they realized what a lot of us are only just now realizing in this country, is that the whole body, the mind, the organs, they're all connected. The one thing about Chinese medicine that I love is they recognize that the anything in the energy flow that can be upsetting to the energy flow, like stress, adrenal stress, bad food, things like that can upset the body energy or the chi. And if that's upset and messed up and clogged up, then the person can have all sorts of bad symptoms. And it's super easy to fix it. So in our world, stress, bad food are just a couple of those examples, but, you know, there are so many, alcohol, abuse, things like that. So I'm sure you see this all the time, too.
Well, definitely. Now, so now, again, that you didn't tell us anything about yourself. You are so elusive, aren't you? So what I want to know is, we've set the table. You've got this father who studied traditional medicine. Now here's what really makes me angry. Okay? Why do we call a type of medicine that's been practiced for less than 100 years traditional medicine? And why do we call the type of medicine that was practiced for thousands of years alternative medicine? Does that make any sense to you?
No, that's what I mean. The Chinese got it right the first time. The chemical patients have... Oh, yes, it's so true.
I take myself off track, but then I go, what am I saying, traditional medicine? Okay, allopathic medicine. So would you give us would you give us a little example of, like, what, I mean, allopathic, you know, naturopathic, you know, holistic. Why isn't allopathic medicine holistic, and why is Chinese medicine holistic? Because I'm making an assumption in my own learning that I've found that Chinese medicine is the most holistic of all the ancient healing arts. And I respect them all. I respect the shamanic arts and Ayurveda, and I respect, but the most holistic of all is Chinese medicine. So I think you got it right, too, when you chose a discipline. So why isn't allopathic medicine holistic, and why is Chinese medicine holistic? Could you take us down that road?
I believe the reason being is because Chinese medicine is about the whole body. And I believe that Chinese medicine is about the core and the soul and treating the body nutritionally like it was supposed to be treated. So I believe that allopathic medicine is not holistic because it's chemical medications taking care of the symptom. And Chinese medicine really believes that you have to go after the root cause and you have to prevent beforehand. And that is also the whole concept with curing.
Symptom suppression, then, you say, is, while seemingly correct, because, oh, my toe hurts, now my toe doesn't hurt. Oh, my head hurts, now my head doesn't hurt. That's, you know, so symptom suppression really doesn't address that the toe's broken or that you may be really dehydrated. It just takes away the headache or the toe ache. What's wrong with that? I mean, explain why that could actually be dangerous, even if you're just...
Well, just because the underlying issue never goes away. It won't go away. So the one thing about Western medicine and allopathic medicine is it has its place needed. It is needed in certain cases. It's needed in emergency medicine. It's definitely needed when someone...
If I break my arm or have a heart attack, I want Western medicine.
You got
it. I really do.
You got it. So it's needed. But too many people use it for things that can be prevented, and too many people use it for the common cold or in place of just getting good nutrition. They use it in place of, let me get good nutrition and good exercise and get my energy back. Instead, I'll take this pill and bring my blood sugar back down and bring my blood pressure back down, that kind of thing. And going back to the original question, I'm so sorry I didn't introduce myself a little bit. I am Dr. Dana McGrady. I have a couple different locations. I work at a Melbourne office that I opened up with my brother, who is also an acupuncturist. I work in a new location in Tampa that is blowing up and super awesome, and it's my new baby. And I also work at two other locations in the Tampa area. So I'm a busy woman, and I'm busy because my patients demand it. People love nutrition, and people love Chinese medicine, and they love natural. It's really, really growing, and it makes me excited.
You know what drew me to Chinese medicine? And first of all, you guys have to understand that when you meet Dr. Dana, the first thing you're going to do is smile. Because she exudes this life force energy that's sort of undeniable. And it's magnetic. Aww. And like two or three times I found myself just walking past the part of the room that she was in just to say hi. Just because she's got that type of energy to her. And, you know, I mean, it was really nice to see. And I love Chinese medicine. And one of the first things she told me, practice that. It's like me in a way. It was more the beginning than the stopping point. It was like sort of like the entry point, understanding how to heal. So the reason I love Chinese medicine, holistic approach, and A lot of people don't realize, I call them the three pillars. I believe that I learned that from my Chinese doctor, but I don't want to make stuff up. And the Tai Chi, acupuncture, diet, and herbs, no one could stand alone. They complement each other. But that really is sort of hand in hand with a holistic approach. Could you take just 1 second and explain to people why Tai Chi complements diet and herbs and all of that, and why acupuncture makes it all work?
Yes, and I love Tai Chi. And the thing about Tai Chi that's so amazing is it, and just another example of why the Chinese got it right, is Tai Chi restores calmness and peace. If you ever were to drive by a park and you see a group of people practicing Tai Chi, I mean, it's not Zumba.
You feel calm, and you're not even doing it.
Yes, you got it. You just get calm. And in this stressful world nowadays, we have a million things that could stress us out. I don't think I could even imagine Dave Sandoval stressed out, first of all. So you obviously do Tai Chi. But the thing I love about it is it literally forces you to calm down. It forces you to get, with the stretching techniques, it gets oxygen to the blood and to the cells. It gets circulating. It reduces stress. It's just perfect. So the Chinese knew what they were doing, and realizing that we do need to find our inner calm to find true health.
And you can find your own Tai Chi in a way if you love yoga. You know what I mean? If you like to go.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be Tai Chi per se, but the point of Chinese medicine was that you need to focus on your physical self and stretch and open up, your chest plate and your back and your front and everything equally. It's just a beautiful experience of balancing left and right and front and back and bottom. And there's many exercises that could do that for you. And then now, we all know about diet and herbs, so we're going to finish there, but acupuncture is something that's not very much understood, and I realize that it's not all the time for everybody, but I mean, it's serious. I've seen people quit smoking. I've seen people have chronic pain go away. I've seen people stop snoring, have their sinuses fixed. So give us a quick skinny on acupuncture.
Acupuncture is phenomenal. When I first started going to college, I originally had pre-law as my beginning major, and I quickly changed it after maybe 2 or 3 months. I was like, this is just not for me. So I started going to a Florida College of Integrative Medicine for acupuncture, and at first I was freaked out by the needles. It was hard for me. It was an adjustment. That was one thing I knew I wanted to do, nutrition and herbal medicine, but I didn't know if I could handle the needles. I quickly turned that whole thought process around and fell madly in love with it, because the needles are such a big thing in our minds, but they're so tiny in the world of acupuncture. Most people don't even feel them. And they're so powerful to get the meridian lines back in place, balances your body, gets that chi back in alignment, and it causes the body to start healing itself. And you can just see the coolest things happening. You know, as far as I've had women that couldn't get pregnant, that I had a woman just a couple weeks ago call me and say, I haven't seen you in a year, but I just wanted to let you know I have a 3-month-old. She only came to me 3 or 4 times. I've been trying to get pregnant for 3 years and, got acupuncture 3 or 4 times and got pregnant, her next ovulation cycle. So I haven't seen her. I thought, oh, I don't know what happened to her. Yeah, she was pregnant the whole time. So it's just such a good thing to hear stories like that. As far as pain goes, a lot of acupuncture does. And what they say that the main reason pain will go away is because the endorphins, the natural painkillers, are actually released from the brain to the area where you're putting the needles at. So if they have pain in their hip, you can do what's called ASHI, needle point therapy, in that area, and it makes your body actually release some endorphins, which are these strong natural painkillers, and they go right to that area.
The basis for prolotherapy, exactly. It's exactly what they do in sports medicine, where they inject salt water into the wound. It recreates the endorphins. They think the injury just happened right then, and then your body responds as though it's healing a injury that just happened versus an injury that happened 4 years ago or 3 years ago or 2 years ago. And that was all based upon this same technique in acupuncture. So that is a beautiful thing. Let me just close this other one. Okay, so that is amazing, and acupuncture is beautiful. Now, we know now that you have begun to incorporate into the diet herb side some Purium products, and you've had great success. I really enjoyed, first of all, seeing you at the national convention, meeting you, hearing about your father, and so I want to know some of the success stories that you've had. They could be from Chinese medicine, they could be from, whether it be, your favorite type of healing or an integrated approach, but give us an example of somebody that came to you recently, like you said, that's a beautiful story. I can't get pregnant. I'm in love. I want to have a baby, me and my husband, and then bam, you don't hear from them until they got a baby. That's a delayed gratitude for sure. So give us some more feel-good stories about people who have embraced natural healing and been rewarded for it.
Yes. Oh, good. This is my favorite part of my job. You know, they say if you love what you do, you'll never work a day of your life, and I truly feel that way. I love what I do every day. It's just so rewarding. And since I've been able to add Purium, this company, and especially when I went to the national convention, I was blown away. I have been going to nutritional seminars and conventions my whole career, and I have been never, ever been to one as fun and as energetic and as exciting as the Purium convention. I've never known for a convention to have a Friday night dance party to get the whole convention started. It was just so awesome. So kudos to you guys, because you did an awesome convention. I can't wait for next year's already. I'm planning it. I'm going to have my whole team there. I'm super excited. So just wanted to say that as a side note. And so as far as incorporating Purium into my business, and there's no way. I've always had very good success stories. As any doctor in natural medicine, you can't help but having success stories, because nutrition works. When you clean out the inside, you go after the root cause, people get amazing stories. So I've been hearing stories my whole career, and before that, my whole life, I was hearing stories from my father, who is a medical doctor that does natural. So I've had people coming up to me my whole life saying, your father saved my life. I wouldn't be alive without him. So this is something that happens in we just hear these stories in natural medicine. So now, since I've been doing Purium, I have a couple awesome testimonials for you from different patients and friends. I have one girl who, this is an awesome story, and low back pain. She's had bulging discs that hit the nerves, arthritis in her back. She did Purium about a month and a half ago. She did the 10-day transformation, and she lost 15 pounds in 10 days. But since then, that's fine. You know, the weight loss is the side effect, and the weight loss is exciting, and it's what sells the product to patients, because, you know, people love to lose weight, and they're excited about it. But what do I care about, and what do you care about, Dave? We care about getting them healthy and preventing disease. So that's what I care about. So when I hear that she now, a month and a half later, she no longer has any back pain, she no longer has any inflammation,
if you've had back pain, you don't want to get out of bed. You can't bend over. You don't want to play with the kids. Simple things become, and you think, oh, it feels good to lay down. No, it doesn't. When your back hurts, it almost hurts worse to lay down. And you think that you found that one position that takes the pain away, and that ends up causing more pain in a different part of your back. So people have to realize that what you're talking about is like a miracle.
Yes, and this girl was so bad, she was going to the medical doctor, and having to get shots in certain areas just on a, on an emergency.
Yes,
on an emergency reason, just for her to be able to walk, because she would. So this is, this story is so exciting to me, because not only does she not no longer have any back pain, she's got a daughter, so of course this affects her everyday life. It changed her taste buds. She no longer drinks sodas, no longer craves junk food and sugar. She's also stopped eating meat. So for her, not only is it affecting her back pain, but also for the rest of her, you know, for as long as she starts incorporating Purium products and getting the good nutrition, she's going to be having health for a long time. So I'm super excited about that story. Okay,
that
the next
is
one.
Definitely a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. The next one is an awesome friend and patient. Her name's Sandy. And she, what I love about patients that come to me is they, and friends, they tell us their blood work before and after. I love that. I love it when it shows up in the blood work. How amazing. So she was showing up before the cleanse, super high risk for cardiovascular disease. This is a small woman. Small woman, but she had high risk for cardiovascular disease. So she did the 10-day transformation cleanse. On day 5, she did the blood work, and her results showed up low risk. So she was only halfway through, and already in blood work, she's showing up low risk for cardiovascular disease. So even in 5 days, you can have such an amazing difference in blood work. So that made me happy. Afterwards, 8 pounds total, and the whole time she was on, she didn't need to take her thyroid glandular, which, you know, on an everyday basis, anyone that's on thyroid glandular, they need the support for energy. So the Purium products were giving her energy.
Nice. Well, I love the ancient sort of art of healing with herbs. And what I found is that there are some complementary herbs. For example, I found that there are some Chinese herbs that actually work in combination with some North American herbs that, you know, and one of my favorite combinations is cordyceps with white American ginseng and some high desert bee pollen, like we've put together in our Bee Energetic for recharging the adrenals. And have you had any experience with our Bee Energetic at all?
Yes. One of them hits really close to home, my husband. My husband loves the Bee Energetic. He literally can't live without it now that he started doing it. He was doing, before Purium, he was doing workout supplements, and the workout supplements were actually, he thought he was doing good things, but he was actually causing gout.
Overstimulation.
And so when he started getting gout, I was like, what are you doing? Like, I couldn't figure it out. The workout supplements were all at his office, at his work, so I didn't know what was in them. I didn't realize, you know, exactly. So when I started looking at them,
one of the ways I learned was through actually spending a lot of time with Dr. Bernard Jensen, and he pulled me aside and he said, David, he said, you don't understand how important the adrenal system is to healing. He said, you don't understand that no matter what you do, that the human spirit is driven by the adrenal system. Their ability to fight and to flight has been driven and given to them by God and their adrenal system. And if you can't recharge the adrenal system, then they will not have the energy to take it past the finish line, period. No matter what you do to get them close to the finish line, they won't go over it, because the adrenal energy is what allows them to do that. He said, if you want to enhance any other healing technique, regardless of what it is, support the adrenal glands. And
yes,
I took his advice, and I started doing that. And, of course, any Chinese doctor would have told you that, but Dr. Jensen is the one who told me that. And so I'm all in with you on that. Support the adrenal glands.
Yes.
And he's the one
who gave
that
adrenals
formula, by the way. Yeah, he's the one who gave that formula.
And I, Well, yeah, he's a genius.
Classic formula. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a smart man because he's right. Probably 75% of my women patients come in and their adrenals are completely shot. Completely. And
let's
it's just high stress.
Totally. And, of course, you know, ladies, and you know this, but I'm just going to remind you, when your adrenal glands are shot, then you have extra cortisol. When you have extra cortisol, then your body protects your reproductive organs. Your reproductive organs are around your belly, and you start packing on belly fat, and you don't understand why. It's because your adrenal glands are shot, and all the exercise in the world isn't going to stop them. You know what I mean? All the exercise in the world isn't going to, you know, to keep you from, you know, or isn't going to help you lose those extra 10 or 15 pounds because it's your body protecting itself that's holding the weight on. Now, I've got a couple of my favorite Chinese herbs I want to run by you. I have a lot of men who come to me and they want their hair to not be gray, and women as well. And so I love the Chinese herb Hoshuwu. And Hoshuwu was so popular at one time that the person who imported it called it faux tea, which is hilarious because faux could mean fake. But he called it faux tea, F-O-T-I, so that no one would know that it was Hoshuwu. And Hoshuwu has a unique sort of history or place as an anti-aging herb, but also has the ability to help you regrow hair and have your hair, you know, regain its youthful sort of look. And so I found that when I combine Hoshuwu with some other herbs, for example, bamboo, which has a lot of bioavailable silica, and then spirulina that has copper, which, of course, is red color, and some sea kelp, which has iodine, which is red in color, that the combination of the fat, the protein, and the pigments, by the way, all hair is red, for those of you who wonder why I'm going there, and I'll explain that later, all hair is red, even black hair and blonde hair is a shade of red, so the only way to recolor your hair is to actually use red pigments like iodine and copper. And so I have a product that we put together that nobody even knows about. It's a bestseller among estheticians because they love to give people strong, healthy hair, and it's called Renew Hair, Skin, and Nails. And we've never talked about it. We've never featured it because it isn't a product that really rejuvenates your actual, in other words, it's more cosmetic. But what people don't realize is if your body is generating fresh young hair, it's because you've stimulated some stem cells and you've stimulated some growth hormone. And so do you know much about that product, Renew Hair, Skin, and Nails? Have you looked into it at all?
I don't, but I'm buying it right now. Where do I get it? No, I don't. I don't, but I'll be putting in an order for my office. I know it might not be
you know,
help,
we,
but man,
we've got to,
we ask.
We've got to stop one second. I apologize. We're at the official end of our call, but I've got like three really important questions. Like number one, I want to talk to you about that story that you wanted me to share about when I was in China and I met with the Chinese doctors. Number two, I want to talk about the origin of the name Hoshuwu and why it is such an awesome story. And then number three, I want to hear about your dad. So I'm going to take and we're going to go over for a second. We're going to unlock the call, let everybody who has to go say goodbye because this is our ohana, this is our family, this is mi familia. And so we got to say goodnight together. Anybody who's got to go, feel free to go. Anybody who wants to stay and wants Dr. Dana to stay, why don't you give her a shout out, send her some Purium love. So give me 1 second. Okay, well we're on, we got a lot. That is so cool. They love you. I love you. Furium
that was
is a
great.
Big, happy family.
So, I know. Everyone's having a party. I want to join the party. That was awesome.
So, I love these calls. These are my favorite calls. We get to let our hair down a little bit, and we get to talk some real stuff. And so, you know, when I was doing radio in New York, Gary Knoll and I teamed up, and we actually did a study where we had people taking, like, you know, spirulina and wheatgrass and chlorella, and taking, you know, some Chinese herbs like Hoshu Wu, and in 6 months, literally 90% of the men who completed the study had shown aggressive hair restoration. And so I started, I really got excited by that, and I'm 52 years young, and my hair hasn't receded at all. You could take a look at my hair, the same hair, and you look at every other person in my family, and they were bald at 30. And I'm
you,
52, and I got a fairly full
you have
hair.
A good, you have a good head of hair. Have you been taking that for a long time?
I have. I take it about probably 5 days a month, 6 days a month, you know, once or twice a week. And,
amazing.
And it's really, really, I mean, it isn't something you need to take every day religiously. You just need to keep getting it into your body. And, you know, like I said, I used to write for Les Nouveaux Esthétiques and Dermascope and Skin Ink magazine. These are all magazines for estheticians. And we've turned them all on to this product, and it's, they just love it. They buy like 24 pieces at a time. So I got a question for you. If first, let's talk about the origin of Hoshu Wu. But then let's talk about how do regular people who aren't doctors talk about disease, and how do, or even can they? And then secondly, I forgot the next question, so I'll have to think of it when we get there. But let's talk about guy. He was like in his like late 60s. And he fell in love with a girl in her 20s, and he wanted to marry her, and she might have even been under 20, like in her teens. And he wanted to marry her, and her parents laughed and said, yeah, you could marry her when your hair grows back. And they sent him on his way. He went to his Chinese doctor and said, I need to get my hair back. I need to get my hair back. And he said, well, I think that this herb might help. So he had him take this herb religiously. And pretty soon he had a full head of black hair. And apparently his name was Ho. And apparently Ho Shu Wu means Ho's hair is back, or Ho's hair is black. I can't remember. So Ho Shu Wu means like Ho's hair is back, or Ho's hair is black. I can't remember what it was. And then he was, because of the got to marry his bride, he lived to be 140, just living man in Chinese history. And that's the story of Hoshu Wu. And since then, Hoshu Wu, along with Velvet Antler and ginseng, have been among the most revered herbs. Now, I love me some white American ginseng. I love Velvet Antler, and I love Hoshu Wu. So Hoshu Wu is a Chinese herb that is in our Renew Hair, Skin, and Nails, the one that you said that you would like to try. And isn't that a pretty funny story?
I love it. No, it's such a good story. I want to experience some of Ho's hair is back with my patients. They'll love it. They
now,
will.
People
That's
don't
a
think
story.
Of white American ginseng as a Chinese herb. And I have to agree that it's not a Chinese herb traditionally, but it is highly revered by Chinese medicine doctors. Do you care to comment about that at all?
Yes, because it gives people that burst of energy. And nowadays, people are drinking Starbucks, people are drinking coffee, they're drinking sodas, anything they can to make it through the day because they wake up exhausted. So the thing with every single person I have that goes on the 10-day transformation is, what do they say first? Energy. I have so much energy. Why? Because they're not eating anything that's taking away their energy and causing inflammation anymore. They have no more inflammation in their body. Their hormones are balanced. They're nutritionally sound. Their gut is healing. So they have energy, you know, and so that's the one reason that doctors use ginseng, white American ginseng specifically, is for energy. And that is one of the most common thing, the most common complaint I have is exhaustion.
Wow.
It can be, you know, I can have five different patients. They can have five different reasons for why they're exhausted. It doesn't have to be the same reason, but that's the most common symptom. So that is a good herb for that, for sure.
Yeah, for focus and for endurance and for mental clarity. I find that
and
it's
memory,
invaluable.
Yeah,
invaluable.
Yeah, for sure. I think the question you were going to ask me is what, if you're not a doctor, how do you go about in the Purium business approaching a Chinese doctor or a holistic health practitioner and,
before
and
we
maybe
get there,
bringing...
Before we get there, though, I get far too many questions, and I'm asking every week for you doctors to help me out here, because I get far too many questions of people who come to me and say, Dave, my mom has cancer, my dad has type 1 diabetes, my sister had a heart attack, and they are asking for straight up medical advice. And
yeah.
I am asking you to help me explain why, just how many years of training it takes to be able to even legally offer such advice. So could you take us there and why we shouldn't talk about disease as Purium people?
Yes, because they do. They put you in a bad position. They put you in a position where you'd be a liability if you were to give them legal advice. And we don't want that. We want to just help people. You know, we want to help them in the right way. I went to school for 7 years to get my license. And so now, like by law, I can give people that advice. You're right, I can. But I understand still being a natural healthcare practitioner that you still worry about liability. Even with my 7 years of training, I still worry about it. So that's why I want to protect those in my Purium family to make sure that they say the right things. They don't want to, they don't want to say they're diagnostic. They don't want to say they're going to heal someone's disease or, yes, the 10-day transformation will get rid of this disease and, oh, you can get off those medications. That doesn't matter. Just quit taking them. You don't want to do anything like that. You definitely don't. Always say, you know, ask your doctor. I'm sure that, you know, you can get good advice and also, you know, when you have a lot of weight loss, you know, you can suggest to your doctor, maybe you can lower the dosage, you know, something like that. You have to be very smart about it because what do we care about? We want to help them get their nutrition back in line. We want to help them lose a little bit of weight and feel great. But more than anything, we want them to still feel. We don't want to, obviously don't want to trash talk their medical doctor. Their medical doctor has a good, you know, a good place in their life and he has a reason to be there. And but we do want to help them get on the Purium lifestyle. Do we want to help them get nutrition for life? Yeah. Do we want to help them get off their junk food? Yeah. And we can do that without being a doctor. So we just have to be mindful that if we're not a doctor, we want to just be careful and tread lightly when it comes to their diseases. And I like that you brought that out.
Well, here's a beautiful thing. I used to stand in front, before I realized that I can't use the C word and all these other things, I used to stand in front of a group of women, like 100 women or more, and I would say, do you realize that, you know, half of you are going to die from a heart attack and 30% from cancer by the time you're 70? And they'd all look at me and they'd go, wow, thanks for Mr. Sunshine, you know, thanks for coming, you know, and the truth of the matter is I didn't really say that specifically, but I warned them that disease is in many people's future. And that there were things that they could do to fight that disease, right? And no matter how many statistics I gave them that convinced them that at some point they were going to potentially be one of these statistics, they didn't believe me. They thought it happened to everybody but them. And so while I was doing something I shouldn't have been doing, nobody wanted me to do it anyway. And if someone did come to me with cancer, I wasn't a doctor. I couldn't treat it. So here's the beautiful thing. Now I go up in front of a group of 100 women. I say, who wants to feel young, have energy, look great, be thin for a long, long, long time?
Yeah.
Now
everyone's gonna say
yes. Goes up. And you never need to talk about disease. Now here's the beautiful part. The same exact foods that are going to make you thin, they're going to clear up your skin, make your eyes bright, make your hair grow, make your nails grow, give you that energy. Guess what? Those are the same things that are going to help you avoid those nasty things that I am not allowed to talk about. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
We're still doing the same thing for people. We're speaking a different language, and it's a better language. Yeah. It's a language of being young. It's a language of being a better athlete. It's a language of being thinner. It's a language of detoxifying your body and getting rid of the excess waste. And so we have a uplifting, beautiful message that has nothing to do with disease other than thousands of studies are out there that show that if you follow these lifestyle advices, that you can potentially avoid the eventuality of disease.
Oh, yeah.
And
of course
so
you can.
That's
oh,
our
yeah.
message.
Yeah, hands down. And people, women love anti-aging. You say anti-aging, sold. Immediately. They will give you a credit card right then. You don't even have to explain anti-aging. Okay, that's all they have to say. So, yeah, I love how you said that. Do you want to prevent disease? Yeah. Do you want to get skinny and get in your skinny jeans and make your skin clear up and make your, Oh, yeah. They'll do it in a second. So, yeah, I love the way
do
you
want
said
to be
that.
The one chasing your husband instead of your husband chasing you? I
you
mean,
got it.
You know,
yeah, feel young.
Because I get
feel
those.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, because here's the thing. A lot of people don't understand. Between the age of like 22 and 40, women lose 50% of what's called the feel-good hormone. Guess what the feel-good hormone, what they call the positive hormone, is actually testosterone. That's what makes you optimistic. It's what makes you feel good. It's what makes you want to go out dancing with your girlfriends and instead of staying home and watching CSI. Okay? And I'm not specifically, but that as an example. So, but the point is that we have a Chinese herb. We have a Chinese herb called velvet antler. And velvet antler is a ethically harvested, no harm done to an animal part that is based on, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of empirical and epidemiological evidence compiled by Chinese medicine that shows that it does what it does and it makes you younger. So between the velvet antler in the super life that used to be super male and the Hoshu Wu and the Renew Hair, Skin and Nails, I think those are two real sleeper products at Purium that really focus on two of the most revered herbs in all of Chinese medicine. And I'm really, really happy to have had you on the call tonight, but you revealed something to me. You said, Dave, I formerly studied Chinese medicine, but I am currently sort of like fully engaged in nutritional healing and prevention. Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's exciting to me. Could you tell us a little more about that?
Yes. Well, it's basically like what I was telling you earlier. It's basically what the patients demanded. Nowadays, 95% of my patients ask for nutritional counseling, help, get their life on track using nutrition. So,
Don't want to interrupt, but
number one thing that I have is hormone imbalance with women.
Wow.
That's probably got to be the number one thing. And why adrenal, thyroid, too much cortisol, the list goes on and on, stress. Menopause
environmentally
nowadays.
Do plastics and preservatives and colors do those have
soy GMO soy is a big one. And plastics they just breathe estrogenic activity and it just screws up the hormones. And then the women that do the non-organic meat and dairy, the non-organic animal products that have a lot of the hormones they're pumping the cows with, it just all affects, in this country, it just all affects the hormones. So what's happening, our children are getting reproduction really, really early, and our moms are getting menopause at 35, and it's just crazy. So, yeah, that's what I get the most of. I have a lot of children that get gluten intolerance. I have to get them off their gluten, off their dairy in order to prevent.
Now, you said menopause at 35 and menstruating at 10. I mean, come on.
Eight
I mean,
earlier.
I was going to say eight, but everybody freaks out when I say
yeah.
that. Honestly,
yeah.
I know eight, but I say 10 because it scares people. My daughter came to me at like, my daughter came to me at 14 and she goes, Dad, there's something wrong. Everybody's been menstruating for 2 years and I haven't started. I said, here you go. I bought her some tampons. I said, you keep these in your purse. And when the girls, you know, tell you, they just say, here, I've got one for you. And then they'll never get to know. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
And I told her, here's the beautiful thing. You didn't start menstruating until you were 14 and a half. You're not going to go into menopause until you're 55. Okay? You
know?
There's some benefits.
It's true.
Here.
It's healthy. It's a good thing. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with her. It just means she had a good diet. That's okay.
Now,
yeah,
I've got a question for you. Heavy menstruation, excessive menstruation, somebody just comes off of, you know, they've been taking birth control pills, they decide it's not right for them, they just come off of birth control pills, all of a sudden they find themselves having a double menstrual cycle. It's gone on for 9-10 days. What does somebody do about that?
Calcium. They're calcium deficient. They need a lot of calcium. I would balance their thyroid, their adrenals. I have some ovarian glandular I would give them. It would just balance the fact is the birth control screwed them up in the first place, and their hormones were all out of whack when they got off the birth control. So their body's just adjusting. It's just trying to figure out the flow without the fake hormones the birth control was giving. So basically, we just have to balance their endocrine, balance their thyroid, balance their adrenals, and regulate their cycle again. I would actually do something similar for fertility as I would for balancing, because it's really just getting their cycle back on track. And the heavy flow, I've had patients that have had their period straight for 6 months, never stopped. And so high amounts of calcium and thyroid support and endocrine support balance them out.
Awesome. Well, that's great advice. One more thing. We have a lot of people who, you know, they're not sleeping very well, and they don't realize what an absolute effect that has on them. So I'm going to tell a quick story, and then I'll let you, you know, give some advice. I always tell people, if you've ever been, like, say, at one of those, let's say, a Vegas 3-day weekend with your friends, and you hardly sleep at all, and you wake up one day, if you slept, and you look in the mirror, and you're like, oh, my God, I look 10 years older than when I came here. And then, yeah, those other, that trip to Bali or Hawaii or just to your aunt's house in the middle of the desert where they don't, nothing to do, and you sleep a lot, and you wake up on the third day, and you go, oh, my God, I look 10 years younger than I did when I got here. Could you talk about the importance of sleep for a minute for us?
Yes, and it kind of goes into the same thing as the Chinese balancing the mind, body, and organs all together. If a person is not sleeping, they're not getting that full rest cycle, that chance for their body, their mind to completely calm down. What's happening is they're thinking. They have their to-do list in their mind. Their thoughts are usually racing while they're sleeping because they're go, 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 go all day. They don't slow down. And then when they actually lay down to go to sleep, their mind doesn't stop. It's go, 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 go. So literally they cannot shut their mind off. It's adrenal, overactive adrenals is what it is. And stress affecting their sleep pattern usually. And with women with going through menopause, they can't sleep because they're hot. They're getting hot flashes all night. So when this happens, the apothecary is genius. The apothecary, my husband and I would get the regular organic cherry, tart cherry juice from the health food store, a good brand, but the apothecary blew that one out of the water. Just the concentration of it and just how amazing. I'm just literally knocked out when I drink the apothecary, and I just sleep amazing all night because we're all busy, but how nice to just feel nutritionally sound when you wake up, feel like you've got a good night's sleep, a calm, like, rest cycle for your body so that you can recharge. We need that recharge. And it's true, we need it for our skin. Yeah, we need it for everything, but we need it for our mind more than anything. And patients, the ones with insomnia and the ones with sleeping only 4 hours a night, because of anxiety is what I most commonly see, and they have to balance everything. I can't ever just give them one thing for sleep. It's not like that, and I know you know that too. 10-day transformation, number one thing that people say is they sleep amazing while they're on.
Could I explain why from my perspective?
Yes, please.
So I've got this. I've got a recording. I've got a recorded call called The Three Reasons We Can't Sleep, right? And the first reason is the obvious one that we know of, you know, melatonin. You know, that's the second reason is what you talk about, what I call inner chattering. Inner chattering is when you keep running over the list of things that you need to do, you know, during your day, and that is adrenally affected, as you said. And the last one is the potassium-sodium cycle, or the sodium-potassium cycle, the Krebs cycle, where you just don't have the proper balance at night. You're supposed to have sodium is supposed to dominate intercellular fluid, and you might have too much potassium there, and then your muscles are firing, and they won't allow you to relax. So if you toss and turn because you can't sort of sink into the bed, then it's a potassium-sodium thing. If you're running the list of things that you got to do through your head, then it's an adrenal thing. And if you simply go to bed and you wake up tired, even though you thought you slept, then it's a melatonin thing. And the beautiful thing on the transformation, we address all three.
So I agree.
We're helping balance adrenals. We're helping, you know, the potassium. So I know it's sodium potassium pump. I always say it. The sodium potassium pump, the Krebs cycle, and melatonin. And when you're sleeping good, you're living good. It's the truth.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. I truly believe that. And I 100% believe in the women aren't getting enough minerals also. And I love the fact that the 10-day transformation has so many good, wholesome minerals for women in it. And their body suddenly has all the nutrition it needs and it can sleep wonderful. So yeah, I love
it. Ladies,
it's so awesome.
Ladies, get a cast iron pan just as a favor to me, please. And in the week leading up to your menses, please just cook a couple of things in that cast iron pan, and you'll be surprised at what a difference it makes in your life, I promise you. And doctor, I'm going to be calling you because we are reformulating women's defense. We're taking out most of the soy. We're putting in black cohosh, dung quai, and mao huang, and we're making it a bad old anti-metabolic
formula. Oh, I need that for my patients.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to have you, you know, as one of my advisors on the product. I've got it 99%
done. Oh, help. I would love it.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
goodness. That's great.
With 3 minutes left in the call, I want to be quiet and zip my lip and just want to give you an opportunity, an open forum to talk to your to people as patients, talk to them as Purium family, talk to them as people who are brand new to the world of natural healing. And just, I tend to dominate conversations because I get so excited. So I want to leave this last couple of minutes to you.
Oh, thanks, Dave. This has been such an awesome night. Thank you so much for inviting me. I am so happy to be here to my Purium family. I'm so grateful to Sonia Magruder, who really sought me out, and she, don't you think? She's wonderful. She is awesome. She sought me out, and she worked really hard, and she didn't give up on me. When I was first introduced to Purium, I was very skeptical, and I can promise you I stand corrected. So if any of you have a natural practitioner out there that you have in your sights, that you have on your prospect list, that you have in your black leather Purium journal, that's your person that's on a pedestal, that you'll know you really reached it when you get that person signed up in a Purium. You don't have to think that way. You can get that person because of the fact that Purium speaks for itself. If you just have a chance to show them the ingredients, if you just have the chance to just let them try something to taste it, you know, it really does speak for itself. So you'll be fine as long as that happens. And the good thing about Purium that I love is they have a wonderful healthcare professional membership. So So if the person is a healthcare professional with a thriving practice and is a busy practitioner like I am, they don't necessarily have to do the network marketing side of it.
Not at all. They don't even know that it's there. They don't even need to.
Yeah, they don't even need to know. Exactly. And so you can just come to them with the healthcare professional membership. Just show them, hey, you'll get 45% of these off of these awesome products. You can sell them to your patients and help them with their nutrition. That's all you have to say. And if they're smart, they'll end up later on doing the network marketing side because it's fun and you're already, you know, doing it. You might as well. But normally, you can just show them the healthcare practitioner membership. Just sign them up so that they get it at wholesale. And that's what doctors are all about. So that's very, very easy to do. And the products speak for themselves. So I'm so grateful to Sonia for helping me because we are learning every day. Dave's learning every day. I'm learning every day. It will never be done. The learning will never be done. That's why I love the Purium conference calls. I always learn something new and exciting. Like most of the stuff Dave said tonight, I learned, and I took mental notes. And I'll replay this call later, and I'll write down those special herbs he said because we're always learning, so we never quit learning. So I'm super excited that you included me, Dave. Thank you so much.
Well, we are very excited to have, you know, just a person like you. There's so many amazing Purium people because every person is amazing. And to get back in touch with the amazing is what you're helping people to do, Doctor. And, you know, I just want to remind everybody that because the thing that we call life, we take advantage of it. We truly do. And it just takes the next time you get the flu, and that's going to happen to somebody you know or to you in the 3 to 4 months. I want you to appreciate when you are fully healthy. Somebody sprains their ankle, has to be in a cab for 2 months. Ask them how much they appreciate the leg that they are now having to lug around because it goes too quick. And we can preserve precious, can improve the quality of the moments of our life. But we have to want it. It's with you guys. It's the decision that you deserve better. Take across the amazing people that has brought to the table that are out there right now just waiting to hear you have to offer them. So don't be shy. Don't be afraid because you're not a doctor. Don't try to play doctor. But remember that there are very, very well-trained and educated doctors who are doing just what you're doing, leading people to a better life. So, Dr. Dana, you are really amazing inside. You radiate so much that it just comes through the outside. And people, that's called chi energy. That's called life force. That's called prana. That's called je ne sais quoi. And it only comes from living right, from thinking right, from breathing right, from eating right. And so thank you for being such a living example of that. If you friend her on Facebook, you'll see pictures of her family. They're all glowing. I mean, the kids Aww. Are glowing. She is glowing. Aww. Her husband's glowing. And that is a Purium family right there. We're making healthy cool. And what is cooler yeah. than that?
Thank you so much, Dave. That was the best compliment ever. Thank you so much. This call has been amazing.
Let's do it again sometime. And good night, everybody. Thank you for being part of our family. And next Wednesday, we're going to have a scientist who's going to explain to us why rice bran solubles, he's going to explain new information that we've never heard before, the world's never heard before, new breaking scientific data that's going to make rice bran solubles like highly recognized and highly desired by everybody. And guess what? We sell 80% of the rice bran solubles produced in the world because we saw this before anybody. So, Dr. Dana, you rock. Everybody listening, you are my family. Our ohana, mi familia. We're going to do this. We're going to share it with the world. And we're just getting started. So thanks again, everybody. And good night.